of Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, so he wants to tell us that even though he had the nigit, even though apparently he had the nigit, he could have been paying shtayim, and he says sholeish, so he's still chayim. So he's not a mishlaim. That's why Reb Shimon Lozor had to tell us that he's chayim shvuye in connection with the case where he says sholeish. But in the Chaname, Reb Shimon Lozor will hold that in the case where he says shtayim, he's also chayim. Lafuk dati yom mishavid el poter, komashu nim, sepayna al chayim, yoche, Reb Shimon, so if you are going to say, if you say that Reb Shimon Lozor in case of shtayim would also say that he is chayim, but he tells us in connection with Sholeish Lafukim Rav Akiva, so let him use an expression Yoch Rav Shimon Lezorina Horulim is a tiny Mishba Abze Mishba Mubayot. So he should have said Abze. That would indicate that he holds that he's the living Israel being in the case where he says Shtayim, being the case or he says Sholeish. Why does he say Yishba, not Abze Yishba, so that Mashma, that only in this case is Yishba, but in the case of Shtayim it's not Yishba. You are actually not, Koyu Ben Mishtayim Yishba, Abze Yishba Meboyle. Af would indicate that Rav Shimon Lozor is Mechayev Shvui in two cases. In the case of Shtai, in the case of Sholeish, and in the case of Shtai. But he says Yishba, so it's Mashma only in this case of Sholeish. But in the case of Shtai, it's not Yishba. So it's a Raye. Yochab Shimura, Yodin, Shtai, Yishba, Abzei, Yishba, Moyoi. Elo, Leilo, Shtai, Bot. So since Rav Shimon Lozor uses the expression, since Rav Shimon Lozor, Hoyil, Veidim, Shtai, Yishba. So that implies that only in the case where the Leva says Sholeish, but in the case where he says Shtayim is Potter. But you want to deduce from it that Rav Shimon Lozor holds that Heleich is Potter? No, you can't deduce that. Eloilom Shtayim Potter. And you cannot deduce that Heleich is Chayim. But why is Shtayim Potter? If the Leva says Shtayim is Potter, for a different reason. Vishana Oche the Komisayel Ishtot. Iname, Yishum de Havel Ishtar Shibut Kakois, Vein Yishboye in Al Firas Shibut Kakois. Hoi Gassinu, Shtor Lekam Ede Hilachu, Hoi Gassinu, Kim Nukam Ede, Lavu Gos Name, Kol Shtor Ede Hilachu, Vohra Pirash, Umay Dikom Meide, Beide Kos Ede Ishtar Hilachu, Lafu Gem Ede Rabaki, Ve Dishton Ishtar Ima Mepolik Rabaki. יוחד בשתיים מהמחייה, ומה עיתון אהוי ובנסתיים נשבה, חפשים מהם מרב זה נשבה מבויות. ושמעים אדורים נשבה בין החושב להם, ומדינו כאן, הוי ומשמע דחיוב בין שום דגורם לעצמי, שאין במקצת, דעשתם ודעה וידועי, בשניסה לשלי של אבי לכו, אבל שתיים לא יעה וידועי, משום הילה. אלו לילה, ולי המחליט חוצה טריצו, לילה כדכם רב שתיים פוטר. So this you certainly can be Midai, but not on the basis of it. Midai Lav Mishmele, Veilech Baal Mechai, Shana Hoche, Mikom Misaya Lishto, Mikom Misaya Lishto, Reid Machzim Lashtar, Mihidin Kidvo, Shelohoyo Lashtayim, Ukach Lepir Shemiyonom, Hilkach in Tzorich Shmue, so they are two pshotim. In that Gemara, two possible pshat in the Gemara. One possible pshat in the Gemara is that there is a Reyes Ashtar. That it's only Shtayim. Since the Shtar doesn't specify any figure, just Stam. So there is a Reyes Ashtar, so the Shtar is made that it was Shtar. So in other words, there is a Reiser Star, that's like I would say, another possible pshat, and that's the pshat that is mashma from the Pirush Rosh, because that was mentioned, this Gemara was mentioned as one of the rayas that these Amshayiya is Beitea. So in other words, so that it's not a rayas Seidus. It's not, it's an extraneous Echor. It's extraneous Echor. We explain it at that time. All right, but there is another shot. Some Rishayim say, Musayim Mishtore means that there is Agunah Seidus. Because, in other words, it's not an extraneous echoche, it's a rayas ashtar, it's, I'm going to say this. All right, now, vishanu hoche kusayim ishtoro oidim achsum rashtar miyidim kidvo. So from Rashi it's mashma, it's not an extraneous echoche. There is, I'm going to say him about it. There is, I'm going to say him because of the aloche oidim achsum rashtar. So you can raise a question, every shtar, let's say a malva produces a shtar. So we say the leve has to pay. How do we know that there is a way? Kitsim shtar leve for pishe malva ime. So maybe the leve had intention to make a loan. Let's say Shimon the Levi had the intention to make a loan, so he told Beidin, now you execute the shtar for me, sign for me the shtar. Pashta. And then, so they signed the shtar, and the Beidin who signed the shtar didn't receive the alvoy. And it was given, and the shtar was given to the Malve. So how do you know that the alvoy was made? Case the shtar Levi, how could she Malve made? The answer is, that's the Aloch of Shtoris. Of Eidim Achsum Lashtar, Nasim Shachlis Mebezdin. That's the Aloch, that's the Chalais Din Shtar. So in other words, so when Eidim execute the Shtar, so to whom do they give the Shtar after the Sayyid? Do they give it to the Maobe? They're not allowed to give it to the Maobe. That would be a Mirchshu. So the Maobe would produce. So when Eidim, when the Levi is in Israel, and he tells his mitzvah the Eidim to sign the shtar for him. What does the shtar say? Bifoneinu, Shimen, Lovo, Meozu, Uzmiru. Bifoneinu. I mean, they didn't see it. Case the shtar leva, bishar ome miume. So they could execute the shtar even though the alvoy did not take place before them. So how can they sign such a shtar? So they are made with shaker. The answer is because the Eidim, when they do sign the shtar, which says bifoneinu, whether they say bifoneinu or the shtar says bifoneinu or it doesn't say bifoneinu, it doesn't make any difference. It can say bifoneinu too, but it doesn't make any difference. Leive, leino, anachnu achsum lemato meyidim, sheleive lovo, meyazuz, bein pleini mish, So then, they have no right to give it to Ruben. So to whom do they have to give the shtar after they sign it? To the Mitzvah, to the Mitzvah, to Shimon. Now Ruben produces it. Obviously, how did it come to the hands of Ruben? Because Ruben lent $100 to Shimon, so then he turned over the shtar to Ruben. So all that is considered Agunas Eidim. Why? Because Eidim, when they execute the shtar, they're not allowed to turn over the shtar that they executed to the Malve, but only to the Levi. So mainly it's considered as if the shtar who saw the alvoy, even though they didn't see the alvoy. Even though they didn't see the alvoy. And because of that, so the Rif says that when the Eidich Sire of the Get are considered the Yisire on the Get. So it's the Aloch of Shtores. Of Eidim Achsum Rashtar, Mashim Yachkudus Amibes. So Mimele, Rashi says, so Mimele, because of that aloha fi masum ashtar ashkat in Bezdin, since the Eidim signed the shtar, and there is a certain, it doesn't mention any figures, it doesn't say 2, 3, 10, 100, 1,000, it doesn't say. So Mimela Minastam, it means Shtai, so that means there's a good Seidim on Shtai, even though the figure is not specific. That's Rash, Rash Sloshit Mashir. Eidim Shanoach Nkusay Lishtor, Eidim Asumu Ashtar, Meidim Kidvor, Shal Oyer Lishtai, Ukach Lepirsh Miyonam, Hilkach Nitzor Shui. In Amen, Lirocha Lehave Shtai, Lidoy Lechai Vishui, Lidish Ashtar Imakim, Ushtar Avishi Bikakois, Ukashem Shinizboim Alpiras, Shibut Kakoi, Alpiras Kakois, Kachi Doso Neino, Eino Mivir Lidishui, Bikakoi Zimet Mikera Shui, Misecha Shui, Shui Sayon, Abu Kiroma, Mao Bechomish, Vilay Visholish, Ike Kvir Lidoi, Bameshe in Kosovishta. Bameshe in Kosovishta. Now, the Gemore here gives to Teruzi. Vishanu Hochel Komisayo Ishtore, Iname Mishum the Havel Ishtar Shibit Kakois, Vinjboy Nafira Shibit Kakois. So, in other words, so we can say, and with that we can answer a certain Kashi and the Rambam. So we don't have to resort to other tools. In other words, since the Gemara mentions two Mishenes, one Moshin is, the other Moshin is Mishum the Havel Ishtar Shibit Kakois. Now, there is no machlekes on the aloha that image boy not fila shibut kakoyis still more mentions the first portion of something else. Because Misael Ishtok, the implication being that only because of Misael Ishtok, that's why there is no Ishmael. But if not for the fact that Misael Ishtok, because Stam's law means Minishtayim, so then there would be Ishmael. But in Ishboi Nafir Shibit Kakoyes, so we can explain that on that point itself there are two Mishenes in Gemara. The first Loshen the Gemara that says that the reason is why, Bashtai, when the case for the Lingus is Shtai, there is no Ishboi, is because Misayel Ishtore, but otherwise because Tam Sloy means Shtai, but otherwise there would be Ishboi, even though it's in Milva Bishtar holds that there is a Shvuye of Medin Mikzas, there is a Shvuye, even when it's in Milva Bishtar. Even in Milva Bishtar. And we don't apply the din of a Nishboi Nalkvira Shibit Kakoyim. A Nishboi don't apply the din of Milva Bishtar. The other Loshen that says a Nishboi Nalkvira Shibit Kakoyim, so even without the Misayel Ishtore, even without the Misayel Ishtore, there couldn't be any Shvuye. Now, what everybody agrees that the Nishboi Nalkakois, that is not a controversial matter. So, but whether the halacha of the Nishboi Nalkira Shibit Kakois applies to every case of Yuma Mishtar, so we could say that that's tolling the two Mishenes minimum. Or we could say just two Mishenes. But in Achanami, the first Loshen also agrees that even without the time of the Misayel Ishtore, there couldn't be Ishwe. But the Gemara just mentions there is another reason as to why in this particular case there couldn't be an Ishwe, because Misayel Ishtore, but in Achanami, even without Misayel Ishtore. In other words, that the first Loshen is not Chilik on the second Loshen. Or we could say that the first Loshen is Chilik on the second Loshen. Now, why? Now, if we say that the first Loshen is Chilik on the second Loshen, and the only reason as to why in Mashtayim there is no Shvuye is because of Misayel Ishtore, so there is a Agodes Shtar, there is a Rai Ishtores, that it's only Shtayim, not Cholim, not Chomish. But if there hasn't been any Rai of Shtores, so then there would be Ishwe, even though it's a Milu Mishtar, but in Ishboi Nalkvira Shibit Kakoyim. So you could say, now, that the machlekes between the first Loshen and the second Loshen consists in this. Now, why do we say in Ishboi Nalkvira Shibit Kakoyim? Because Shtar is given from the Chosim Shibot. He gives the Chosim Shibot. Now, there is Bodhisattva, but when there is a new Bodhisattva, so there is, so then the star testifies not only as to Nechosim Shibori, he testifies as Nechosim Echirin too. And then it can be given from Mitautali. Mitautali is not Mitautali, so the Rishmuyeh and Mitautali. So Mele, when you produce Ishtar, when the Malveh produces Ishtar, so then the Ishtar in effect, testifies that he owes Mitautali, that there is a Shibuta in the Mitautali, and there is a Shibuta Kakoyes. There is a Shibuta Mitautali owes. Why should we say that that Shibut is only, attaches only to Kakoyis, not to Mitautli? After all, the only distinction between Mitautli and Kakoyis is that whereas in regard to Kakoyis, so even if the Kakoyis are on the Chosim Shibot, were already sold to Ilikeach, so the Malveh can collect, so in regard to Mitautli, if the Mitautli had been sold to Ilikeach, so the Malveh cannot collect the Mitautli from Lekeach. But the Navy Day, I feel good about Tatlet. So there is, so the Navy Day can be given from Mitautli as well. So the Mele, when there is a Milavishta, so the first Loshin could hold that two, Kakois could not be a Chayavishwe, but Mitautli could be a Chayavishwe. So Mele is Mechuyev Ishmuyev because there is a Tviya Mitautli too. Whenever a person has a claim against the other, Ruben claims money against Shimon. If he claims $100 from Shimon, so in effect he claims a Shibut on the Kakoyis, and he claims a Shibut on the Mitautli. The Mitautli can only be collected from the Chosin Echeret, not from the Kuches, but he has a claim. So mitzad the Kakoyis, mitzad the claim that he has against the Kakoyis, it could be Mechayim Shuei, but mitzad the claim he has against the Mitautli, it could be Mechayim Shuei. So maybe that's the Machlekes. That's the Machlekes between the two Mishenes and the Gemara. There's the machleket between the two Mishenes and the Gemara. So the first Loshen holds that the only reason as to why Bashtayim there is no Shvuyeh is because Messiah is Shtore. But if there hadn't been Isiyu Ashtar, then it could be Mechayim Shvuyeh. But it's a Milvah Bishtar, a Milvah Bishtar is given from Kakoyis. It's given from Kakoyis, even from Mikuches. But the answer could be, too, it's given from Kakoyis. But it's given Mitautli also, and the Mishtar is given Mitautli also. So the Mele, when he produces the Shtar, so he's Tevea from the Kakoyis, and he's Tevea from the Mitautli. So he couldn't be Mechuyev Ishvuye mitzad the Kakoyis, but he could be Mechuyev Ishvuye mitzad Mitautli. So it should be like Tovei, Toanei, Kevim Kakoyis, Behegele, mixas mina kelim and mixas mina kakoyis. So what's the aloche in such a case? So it's chayim ishwe, if there is a tviya on both, and there is a doye on both. So then, through the kakoyis, cannot be chayim ishwe, but the mitautli can be chayim ishwe. So that's why the first lashon says, sham aloche l'kisayim ishtore. Kisayim ishtore. So that's the reason why there is no Shvuyeh, because there is Yiyu Ashtar. But if there hadn't been the element of Yiyu Ashtar, so then there would be Shvuyeh, even though in Yishboim al-Kviras Shimt Kakoyis. Because here, when he produces Ishtar, in effect, he's the Veya Kakoyis and Mitautli. And if there is a Midim Mitzas, so he's a Midim Mitzas in Mitautli and Kakoyis. So he couldn't be Mechuyev Shvuyeh on the score of the Kakoyis, but ואת המשכורת מתעלתלים בחיר שווי. And the second version holds, the second version holds not, that if it's a Mueller Mishtar, so then it's considered like a doy of kakoyes. Why? Through the fact, we have to understand that. It's more Mishtabah. If the Gemara didn't say anything, then it would be more Mishtabah like the first version. It would be more Mishtabah like the first version. So it's very reasonable to explain the Gemara that the reason as to why the first Loshim did say that the Messiah Lishtov is because the first Loshim holds, if there hadn't been the element of Messiah Lishtov, then there would be Ishwe. In spite of the fact that it's a Mule Mishtar, and the Mule Mishtar is given from Kakoyis, even from Mikuches, but it's given from Mitalpulin too. But Mitalpulin is given not from Mikuches, it's given in any day. But it's still, so there is a tree on both, on Kakoyis and Mitalpulin, and when there is a doye on Kakoyis and Mitalpulin. So Mele, Mitzat Kakoyis is not Mechoye Rishwe, but Mitzat Mitalpulin is Mechoye Rishwe. And the second version holds, no, that if it is a Mele Bishtah, so then it's considered as if the holy doy had been concentrated, had been concentrated on the kakoyis. Why? We have to see. So in other words, so now there is a Rambam, so actually you could answer the Rambam that way. Now, there is a Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ishus, and the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Now, that Reb Chaim deals with the Rambam design in Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Chofei. He meres Psuah, the design in Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Chofei. He meres Psuah Niseis, Vika Ksubosi Mosai, Vabal Yosha Vimrim Bulo Niseis, Veilo Elomei, Im Yeshedim Sherou, שאוסולו המנוגים שנוהגו אנשי זהיר להסיק שלו פסוע כדי לשמחו וכסור ומרמר בשבילו ושאות לו משנעיסי ככה פסוע הרים צור וסי ומי מועידים בזה ארי זה טלסמונו ומו יעבר על קיו יש לו להשביע שבוע סתירו שהרי זה מיקס הסתיים Well, that's the important thing in the Rambam. Now, so in other words, if she says Psuah Niseis, so my Psuah is Masai. And he says Bulo Niseis. So her Psuah is only male. So if she's the veil from the bow, so Yeshua Laj be a Shwes Ateiro. So the Baal has to swear a shwe, why? Because the Ishe is the Tevas. She's the Tevas. And how much is she the Tevas? Mosai. And but the Baal says Bulanis. So the male is made a male. So he's a real man in Mikzah. So he has to swear Shwe the Raiva. So the Raiva says, Omar Avron, Shwe Satiro Inkam, Shari Kvira Shiduk Takodis. Shari Kvira Shiduk Takodis. Now, so they all say that the Raiva has in mind. The Raiva has in mind the morning suits that desire. I mean, most of the Mephoshim say that the Raivet has in mind the Gemore in Ksuvah Zdach Pizayin. The Mishnah in Ksuvah Zdach Pizayin says that HaPrigemes Ksuvoso, or Ideachot Meit, Shehi Peruah, the Ksuvah is Peruah, is Peruah, so then the Nishe has to swear, take Ishwe. What does it mean, Pigemes Ksuvoso? Beginnen ist was so mien Nishis leben. It's like reading the Mitzvahs. So, the Nishis made it, the Nishis made it that part of the Ksuvah was already paid. She received it. But she wants the rest. So, the Mishnah says, since she herself was together with the Ksuvah, she has a star. The star on the face purports to say that the whole Ksuvah, but she herself admitted that part of the Ksuvah was paid of it. But she claims the rest. So, since she was together with the Ksuvah, so she cannot collect the rest unless she swears. She says, you owe me 200 zuz ksuveh. I was a psuleh, Miss Psuleh, but you paid 100. So she cannot collect the other 100 unless she takes a shvut. Or in vechod meyichipuwa. So there, yes, take a shvut. So zorach hachomer leimah, that the shvut is the rights, not the shvut the rabbi. Is the shvut the rights? Why? Because if the Nishi is Pugemez the Ksuveh, then it's made in the Mitzahs. Then it's made in the Mitzahs. And then, if a Dechot Nishi Pugua, so it's worth a Dechot. So the Mele, so Rav Vachomer wanted to say that this Shvui is a Shvui the Reise. From where we hope, it's a Shvui the Reise. It couldn't be a Shvui the Reise. This is a special Takonis Chachom here. But she couldn't swear a Shvui the Reise. Why? Because of two times. Number one, that every Shvui D'Raisa is Nishba V'Nifta. Here the Ishe, she swears and she collects. So it's Nishba V'Nifta. There is no Shvui D'Raisa Nishba V'Nifta. So, because of that reason, the Shvui of the Ishe, the Mishnah mentions, could not be Shvui D'Raisa. It's a special Takonis Chachomim. And then another reason as to why it couldn't be Shvui D'Raisa, couldn't be Shvui D'Raisa. Why? Because Now, so most of the Foshim say, Omer Avrom Shvues Atera Inkam Sharei Kvir Hashibet Kakoreis. Sharei Kvir Hashibet Kakoreis. So the Raivet means that Gimored Afizai. Gimored Afizai. Just as Gimored says over there. Just as the Gemara says over there, that they couldn't swear, as the Gemara says over there, that they couldn't swear, Ishwid Raise by Isha, Apikemes Ksuvosa. So the Isha couldn't swear Ishwid Raise. And the Chove says two reasons. One, because it's an Ishbalanetail, and the other reason is because in Ishwid Afirashim Kapoeis. So here too, it's true, over there, the question is in regard to the Shvui that the Nisha takes. And the Nisha says, the Nisha has to swear. The Nisha has to swear. Here the Rambam talks of the Shvui that the Baal swears. We may were eating was there a reason to tell us from it. We may have Baal Kayom, Yeshlo Mahashbi Shvui Zafira. So the Baal swears. But the Raivet draws an analogy between the Gemara, the Shvui over there. So the Gemara says, Rove says, it couldn't be Shvui D'Raisa because in Shvui Matfiyah Shvui Takois for two reasons. One, because there is no Shvui D'Raisa in Shvui Matfiyah, and also because in Shvui Matfiyah Shvui Takois. And so here too, also. Now, so that's the question. So the Chaim gives it, we say that. So he gives a very good terms that as far as this kashi is concerned. Now the Mefoshim say that the Raivet means when he says Shvuz Akirin Kashakir Shvitako, it means the Gemara of Bizar. Then the Chaim says there's another kashi from the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. But the Mefoshim, all the Mefoshim, when they explain the Raivet kashi, they mention the Gemara in Ksuvah of Pizayim. They don't mention the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. Why don't they mention the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah? So, could be, as I said just now, In other words, that we could say that that there are two Lishenes, that perhaps we could explain that that's the two Lishenes. It's not Muchach, it could be that there is no Machleke between the two Lishenes. That the first Loshen just mentions another reason as to why there is no Shvuah. But he agrees with the second Loshen. But we could say that there is a Machleke, so Memele couldn't ask Kikashe. Kikashe from the Gemara Bamtzias, so the Rambam Paschus like the first Loshen. So that's why the Mephoshi mentioned the Gemara in Ksuvas, there are no two Lishenes. So Rambam Bachome thought at first, then it's true that I say, so Rabbi says, no, they chewed with all. And one of the chewes is because in Yishbun of Yoshim Kakoyis. So Rabbi Chaim said as follows, that the Rambam holds that there is a distinction between the Shvui over there and the Shvui over here. Or the Mishneh, the Shvui in the Mishneh Daf Bizayin, the Shvui in the Mishneh Daf Bizayin, what kind of a Shvui is it? It's a Shvui of Mishvah Menei. In other words, the Mishneh is made of Mitzvah. She's Pegemes Ksulos. She says, I receive part payment. So she has, so in order to collect the rest, so she has to take a Shvui. Or in Gachod is made Shepoa. So in order to collect it, then she contradicts the Gachod. So in order to collect the Ksuve, so she has to take a shvuah to which she will contradict the idea. All right, so there the shvuah is the shvuah of Mishbari. But Rome Bachome thought that there could be a shvuah that I see even though it's Mishbari. So then, so Rome says, stay true with Mishbari. Number one, there is all shvuah that I see is Mishbari. So the Shvuah that the Mishnah mentions is in Mishbar Menei. So it couldn't be Shvuah the Rais. And in another Tshuva, in Mishbar Yafiosh in Kakolis. So what's the Pshat in another Tshuva, in another time in Mishbar Menei? In other words, even if the Mishbar Menei will have the Shvuah the Rais, but in this case, she wouldn't swear Shvuah the Rais. If generally speaking, there have been Shvuah the Rais of Mishbar Menei. But in this case of Pegemes Ksuvos or Edech Meishmagua, she wouldn't be Mechuyev in Shvuah the Rais. Even if Mishbar Menei had been Shvuah the Rais. So in other words, so when Rabbi is saying that she couldn't be Mishbar Shvuah the Rais, even if Mishbar Menei had been Shvuah the Rais, so Rabbi is applying the longest of Mishbar Menei Teo. He is applying the longest of Mishbar Menei Teo. And he is applying the longest of Mishboi Ma'akpir Hashim Kakoiz Ligami the Shvui of Mishbar Menei Teo. Assuming that Mishbar Menei Teo had been Shvui the Rais. So if Mishbar Menei Teo had been Shvui the Rais, so then, whenever there is a shtar, that's a ksube, so it's a shtar. So now that ksube, so you can begin with that ksube, you can begin with from Kankoiz, you can begin with the ksube, the Masayim Zuz, the Mone, whatever it is, you could begin with from both the Chosim, from Kankoiz and from Italkoiz. What does Nishbar later mean? What does Nishbar later mean? Mishbar Menei means that the Tveya has to swear. What's his mitzvah saying? He has to swear. Suppose he says, I don't want to swear, so then they don't tell him, fine, you have nothing against you. But then you don't correct. So Mishbar Menei means you want to correct Tveya, you must swear. If you don't swear, you can't correct. Now, when the Yishe produces Iksuvet, so with that ksuve, she can collect from Kakuiz and she collects from Italia. So if we say Mishbar Menei, what does it mean? You can only collect even if you swear, if you don't swear, you don't fool. Now, we have our own head, and it's going out here as in Catholics. Suppose Nishma the Nature of Nishma the Rise. Then we would say in all of our homicesa that Nishma the Nature of Nishma the Rise. So, really, so then we would say to the Nishma, Midraise, you can collect exude only if you swear. If you swear, so you can collect. If you don't swear, you can collect. So then the Isha can say to Besden, suppose this one may collect Midraise. And Besden would say to the Isha, you can only collect Midraise if you swear. So the Isha could say to Besden, now, I can only collect if I swear. If I don't swear, I can't collect. Now, I have this who's to collect from Tavlin, I have this who's to collect from Kakois. So true, from Tavlin I cannot collect if I don't swear. Because there is a shwe. From Tavlin there is a shwe. There is a shwe in the rights of this domination. And Tavlin is behind the shwe. But I also have this host to collect from Kakois. And there is a loche that Kakois is not the Chayim Shwe. So let me collect from Kakois without swearing. True, I cannot collect. She can say to Besden, true, you cannot, you can stop me from collecting from Mitautoli without the Shwe. Because Mitalto is the Chayim Shwe. Here the Shwe of Nishma. Let's assume that the Shwe is the Chayim. So since the Mitalto is the Chayim Shwe, Mitalto is the Chayim Shwe, so really, I cannot collect unless I cannot collect Mitalto from Mitalto unless I swear. But Kakoi is a move of Shwe. So in other words, so since Kakoi is not the Chayim Shwe, so maybe I should be able to collect from Kakoi without swearing. Without swearing. Without swearing. So this is what Rabbi says. This is what Rabbi says. Since here, in the case of the Mishnah, we have still also it's a Shwe of Israel. So long back on the hell, the Nishma Benito Kutni is also Shwe Rai. But so then, Rabbi says to Jewish law, number one, there is no Nishma Benito Kutni. Assuming that there is a Shwe Rai, but in this particular case, how could we tell the Isha, you can only collect if you swear. So the Isha could say, after all, I have a schus to collect from Italy, I have a schus to collect from Catholics. So true, as far as my schus to collect from Italki is concerned, so I couldn't collect without the Shwe. But Kakois is moving of Shwe. So maybe I should, and I have a schus to collect from Kakois, and Kakois is moving of the Shwe. So maybe I should be able to collect from Kakois without the Shwe. Without the Shwe. That's some Mashiachim here, the Rambam. The Rambam deals. Mashiachim here, the Rambam. He deals with Mishma Benifta. In other words, the Isha says, so long is a son. So you owe me 200 zoos. What does the Baal say? Boom, says. So I owe you only 100. So the Baal is a Mitva. And so the Baal has to swear. A Shwe the Rais. So it's a Shwe of Mishma Benifta. What does Shwe of Nishma Benifta mean? Here the Rambam doesn't deal with Nishma Benifta. We are dealing with, the Rambam deals with Nishma Benifta. What does Nishma Benifta mean? Nishma Benifta again, Nishma Benifta is not the mitzvah say of Shwe either. So what does it mean? The mitzvah has to swear. And suppose he says, I don't want to swear, so then he says, you are fine then. But you have to pay. If you don't swear, so you have to pay. So really that means, so that means that he can, that in order to be nifta, in order to be nifta from pain, so we must work. So mainly here the logic can work the other way. In other words, so where it is, so too, the Ishe. The Ishe has his schus to collect, either from Italfun or from Kakois. And the Baal has his way. He's a little mixer. So what does it mean? In other words, if he swears, so he doesn't have to pay. But if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. So he has to pay from what? If he doesn't swear, so he has to pay from what? He has to pay from Kakoritz, and he has to pay from Taukoli too, because there is a Shibut on Taukoli also. So the really true Kakoritz cannot be behind the Shuye. So really, if he doesn't swear, he cannot be forced to pay from Kakoritz. But he can be forced to pay out of Mitalkoli, because Mitalkoli is the highest. So in other words, the logic is the other way here. We got to be maintaining what the huge Shvuya means. You want to collect? You can only collect if you swear. Now, since the Mishe has his host to collect from Kapoiz, has his host to collect from Mitalkoli, so there, Rabbi says, assuming that we are native of the Ishwe, I say, but here the Ishwe will be able to collect without Ishwe. Why? Because she is able to collect only if she swears. So when we say she's able to collect only if she swears, if it is something that is Mechayel Shvuy, but Kakoyis is not, is Mufkav Shvuy, so maybe she is able to collect without swearing. Masha'ikei, Ligabi Nishva V'nifta, what does Nishva V'nifta mean? If you don't swear, you have to pay. Now, if you don't swear, so you have to pay what? You have to pay, he's Mechayel to pay, out of Mitalkoli, he's mechuyev to pay out of Kakoyis. So true, he cannot, if he doesn't swear, if the Baal doesn't swear, so he cannot be forced to pay the Ksuve out of Karki, because Karki is not the Chayim Shvuye, but he can be forced to pay the Ksuve, to pay out the Ksuve out of Mitalkoli, because Mitalkoli is the Chayim Shvuye. This is Reb Chaim's term. Now, but then Reb Chaim says, but the Kashi against the Rambam, so there is no Kashi against the Rambam for the Yom Shuvi that design, because when Rabbi says in his book, there should be Kapoiz, Rabbi's reference to his Babylon, but there is a Kashi from the Yom Shuvi, so Reb Chaim gives a certain character. But actually, as far as the Sphere from the Yom Shuvi is concerned, so he could answer it very simply. The Chaim doesn't say it. In other words, that on that question itself, there are two machines in the world. All right.
So,
So yet he swears with right. So the right of faith is the right of so you. How can you finish with right? Say, but you explain our flesh in the place. And the Mephoshim say that the right is reference to the more insulin of desire of all the home and world. They don't mention I mean more than this year. So they only mention the Gemara in Ksuvis. That's the guy. So as far as that Kashi is concerned, so Chaim gives the theory that over there the Gemara is referencing the late. So I'm back home and assume that he didn't go later with his Shuvah right. So Rabbi says, no, the Mater Yeshua is not Yeshua'i. And assuming that the Mater would be Yeshua'i, so he couldn't be Yehoyah Yeshua, she couldn't be Yehoyah Yeshua, because it is where Christian is at home. Because the Mater means what? You only collect, she can only collect if she swears. Now, since she has his schools to collect, from the Tautoli, she had this schus to collect from the Tautoli and from Kakorei. So it's true the thing so far is the Tautoli, as her schus to collect from the Tautoli is concerned. So we say she cannot collect unless she's worth, because the Tautoli is behind the Shuyah. But she has this schus to collect from Kakoi, and Karka is moved of Shui. So maybe she can collect without Shui. She could get, so she'll be able to collect without Shui. So this is why Rabbi says in Shwakeshwaka. Mashinki, the Rambam deals with the Shui of Ivan Nifta. So maybe there the reasoning is just the other way. So what is Nifar Nifta mean? You swear, or if you don't want to swear, so you have to pay. So it's true, the thing so far is paying out of Kakwins is concerned. So so we cannot say, so since Kalki is not the highest way, so we cannot say in respect to Kakwins. Either you pay out of karki, either you swear or you pay out of karki. Because karki is not the Chayvish way. But he has to, if he's mechuyev, to pay out of mitaltoli. So either he swears or he pays out of mitaltoli. That's what Yisra Milta means. And mitaltoli is the Chayvish way. So maybe it can be Mishba. Because he has the mimonashah. Either you swear or you pay out of it all. Alright, so anyway, that answers the kashe, the mifoshim. But then there is the kashe from this mimonashah. So I said, the thing so far, that the reason is why the mifoshim, they all ask the kashe from the mimonashah that we die, they do not have. From this Gemara Mamziah, because insofar as this Gemara is concerned, so we could answer it very simply, because here the Gemara gives, has to retain us. Shanoch el Kayu Shtori, Nam Shal Gahim Shul Harustashi Bitakoi. So too, it's not Mucha. It could be, I mean, the two Rishaynes are not chilek on each other. The first Roshni, which says, the Commissario Shtori agrees with the second Roshni. But he just gives another reason as to why there couldn't be Yeshua here. But we could say that there is a machlekes between the two Rishonim. In other words, so the first portion which says that the only reason as to why the only reason as to why Vashtai is potter of Yeshua is because Messiah is Torah. Otherwise, there would be Yeshua of Melinitza. Why? Because we do not apply the concept of Inishmoy of Yoshimitakoi in as much as there is a shibut and the Mitaukoi and the Karke, so too, Mitzah the Karke couldn't be Mechoyim Shwe, but mit zadim taltli kun yechayv shvuyim. And the second lashon holds no, seems the shibut of taltli in kakoi, so memeila in kakoi is not mechayv shvuyim. So it's not like tane kin kakoi. Tane kin kakoi, so he demands both. He demands both, but Mashiach here, he doesn't demand two payments. So Mimele, since Kalak is not the Chayavish way, so true, the payment can be made out of Mitaot and out of Kalak. But since he doesn't demand, that the Beah does not demand two payments, one payment to be collected out of Mitaot and one payment to be collected out of Kakoe. So it seems it's one payment that he demands, so but that one payment can be collected either from the town or Karka. And since Karka is not Mechayvi Shwe, so there is no Shwe altogether. There's the second motion, and the Rambam passed by the first motion. We could say that. However, Reb Chaim does not say that. Reb Chaim does not say that, so it could be because there is no hechech from the Gemara that the first lashon is chelik on the second lashon. Because it could be the first lashon mentions another reason as to why by shtayim there wouldn't be shvuyim. Not that's the only reason. Messiah is surely the only reason. Oh, so then the Rambam remains difficult from this Gemara. The Rambam remains difficult on this Gemara. The Rambam says, by Ksuvim. So the Rambam says, in Jim, there is two and he says, we can't suppose him aside, but bow in your shopping in Bull and he says, we know a long way. You mission him so long, you show so, Loham no mission, I go and she see a lot of people explore. Can you see how you saw him a mouth, you should learn so long, you should listen to how you saw. How is it tell us aside? We may be going, but they are in the tell us more. We may have bow, Kayon, Yeshua's been sure that he all right, so as far as the kasha from the Gemara, it's all right, so Chaim is very different. But the question is, how about the Gemara in the Mitzvah? And assuming that there are no two machines at that point, so how can we reconcile this Aloch and the Rambam in connection with Ksume? With this Gemara in the Mitzvah? So Chaim gives in Teretz, which is not so pushing at all, I mean, it seems that this Teretz of Reb Chaim is premised upon a number of assumptions, several assumptions. Number one, we saw that the Balamoya, explained with more. Explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Urafshishes kashe masnisin." Omer lo chafshishes masnisin takon shachomim. Yidoch, ein takon shachomim. Umi, I am the bishlim in the rai seil chayev. Sakn rabon shvuye ken the rai. Elu I am the in the rai seil chpotea. Sakn rabon shvuye the lesser the kavose the rai. So the Balamoya explains it. What the shayches? Between the question whether Helak is Chayav, Helak is Potter, and this Shvuye of the Mishnah Shnayim was in Talis, which is a special takone because Shalom Kerechot Be'echot Helich Vitekim Talis is Chavira. So Balamoya said this problem. Balamoya said this problem. In other words, the Machlekes is whether Helak is Achie and Rashishes is whether Helak is Chayav or Helak is so is the machloek, what does Helak mean? In other words, when you say Shimon, you borrow from me $100, so Shimon says, Jim says, I owe you only 50. And here it is. He's offering. He's making an offer to pay the 50. So, there's the market. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, the one who says, Hamech is potter, he holds, seems an offer is made to pay the 50. The 50 is made available for payment. So maybe it's considered as if it had already been paid. Now, if it's already paid, suppose now Shimon would come to Ruvay and Shimon would say, now he has $50 that I owe you. And he takes it. And the woman takes it. And after he takes it, he got paid. So woman will say, well, you borrowed from me a year ago $100. $100 worth out of it. So then, so Shimon says, no, I never borrowed more than 50. So in such a case, besides the Allah of Hito, Hito Yekidmo is here. Besides, so in such a case,
besides the Allah of Hito, Hito Yekidmo is here. Besides that, apart from that,
so there wouldn't be any shvuyah with mitzvah, because he's not a minute mitzvah. How is a minute mitzvah apart from the halacha of Hidoi Kibbo Yisrael? If there hadn't been a halacha of Hidoi Kibbo Yisrael, he's not a minute mitzvah, because first Shimon paid the $50, and then the woman demands 50 more. And as to the 50 more, Shimon says, I don't owe you. So is it going to happen?
According to everybody, this is how the Balamoy assumes.
So, but Badoma, who says in the potter, so even though it wasn't paid yet, he's just making an offer to pay,
so it's considered as if it had been paid already. If it had been paid already, and the rest is kefir, so maybe they give a hackle, is that a little bit?
Mashenkin Badoma, who says, he holds, even though the mitzvah is making an offer to pay 50, he makes the 50 available, but he just makes an offer. It wasn't paid yet. So maybe we do not say sins. He says hilich, the mitzvah, and he makes that 50 available for payment, so it's considered as if it had been poor already. No. So the machlokes between Mandoma, Hilach Chayev, and Hilach Poter, Balamoya says, is on the question as to whether when
an offer is made
to pay, is it considered as it's for war or it's not for war? So Mandoma, who says Hilach Poter, holds that where an offer is made to pay, so it's considered as if it was for war already. So maybe if that is for war, and the rest is keeper, so he's not a giver, he's not a minister, he's a giver. And so he's what there. And the Rebbe holds, no, he's a chayev, because an offer to pay is not considered as if it is for war. As if that which he offers to pay has been for war. So maybe that's the right. Now, here, there is special tapon.
But suppose the two parties who litigate,
before they come to bed, they will decide, they'll come out, and then come to bed, and they argue it out. So then, if the hooking is made already, and then they will come to bed, then bed will say, take it, even though they are,
because When were the Chachamim Misakim in Shvuyah only
if the Chukah was not made? But if the Chukah is made already, there is no Shvuyah. So, mainly, so it's a Raya that Helech. So,
So Rav Chiya says it's a raya that Hilach is chayev.
Because if we say Hilach is chayev, so why is Hilach chayev? Because an offer to pay is not considered like Pura. Is not considered like Pura. So they were here too. Two in the case where the chutin is made first by the Tupar, and then they come to Bezdin to litigate, so then Bezdin will not impose Yishuah on them. But since they come to Bezdin before the chutin is made, so Bezdin imposes Yishuah. And we do not say, since it's even with a cholei, so it's considered as if it's not a cholei. Mashein came, if we were to say that Hilach is potter, so that means that where an offer is made to pay, it's considered as if payment was already made. So here, since the talis is in the chalei, it should be considered as the talis was nechlik already. So why should that be issued?
So in other words, so we see from the Balam Moyer
that the whole machlek is whether Hilach is chayev or Hilach is poter. Hilach is poter is in the case where it was not nifra, but an offer is made, payment is made available. But if it is paid, if it is poa,
then everybody holds
that is poa. Only when it was not nifra, but if he immediately pays.
So then
everybody will agree that he's potter, because then he's not a minim mitzvah, it's poor.
However, Rav Chaim assumes, and he says in so many words, that
the mandoma who says Hilach is chayev,
so even when
it's nifra, take it from me out, it's paid. So he's still chayev. He's still chayev. So that's not like the Balam Moyer. I mean, that does not present any difficulty in the Rav Chaim, because all those Rishonim who do not explain the Gemara the way the Balam Moyer, so it could be, why don't they explain the way the Balam Moyer does? I mean, it's a very good way of explaining. Because they are hearing from the Balam Moyer, and they say that that according to Mandoma, the Hilach is chayev, so then, even if it's Pohua Mamesh, so is chayev.
All right. So this is how Rav Chaim assumes, that the Mandoma who says Hilach is chayev, so even if it's Pohua Mamesh, so is chayev. But in every case of Hilach, it's Pohua.
It's like he's paying it. Miyad. So it's considered as if he's paying it miyad.
But the Madonna says in a chayev,
even when he pays it miyad. So he's still chayev.
And the one who says in a poter,
so since in every case of Hilach it's considered as if it is for what? So Mimele is poter, so he's not even mixed as in the Gibra. That's one premise that he will give out. Then,
apparently, Rav Chaim is assuming something else,
which he does not elaborate on there. There is just one expression. Shanishta, the Havalei HaKnua Sakar. He says, the Havalei, the Yeshvei HaKnishma Knua Shivud HaKnua. Now, he's assuming that, and on that too there is a machlokes v'shem, on that. As a matter of fact, most v'shem appear the other way, but
there is a machlokes v'shem.
Now, one mandoma says that we pass by that mandoma, that shibudet is right. So, Valtair, or even Emil Valtair, is given from the chosim shibot. Valtair, or even Emil Valtair, is given from the chosim shibot. But the Chachomim of Misaki knew about Peh should not be gay. It should not be given to the Chosin Shibboi. So, what new of the Shtar is gay. So, now, the halacha is that all new of the Shtar is gay.
From the Chosin Shibboi and from the Kohen.
New about Peh. So the question is this. Now the halacha is that only new when the shtar is given from the kuches new open up. So what was the Tachonis Chachomim? Was the Tachonis Chachomim that even though the Midrash new open is given the Chosin Shibboi, but the Chachomim of Misakim that the new open should not be given the Chosin Shibboi. So, but Milve Mishtar is given Chosin Shibboi. So it's not the Milve, it's not the Milve is the Shabbat. Seems, because insofar as the Milve is concerned, so what difference does it make? Whether the Milve is a Milve Alper or the Milve is a Milve Mishtar. Milve is a Milve. What is Milve Mishtar? Milve Mishtar means a Milve that can be proven by means of Ishtar. That's called Milve Ishtar. And Milve Alpeh means a Milve that is not proven by means of Ishtar. But it's the same obligation. This is a Milve, that is a Milve. So since Milve Alpeh, the Chachomim of Misaki, that Milve Alpeh is not given because of Shibboi, so the milve itself, the shibudim, the fact that he owes the obligation itself, does not impose the shibutan in the chosim of the way. Mid reise, according to Mandoma, that shibudim the reise, so the milve alpeh can give it from the kohes. Why there is a shib? Now, the kliach certainly does not have any shib that moves. He doesn't owe the malve anything. So how can the Malve collect from the Likya? The answer is because there is a Shibut under the Chosin. What imposed is Shibut under the Chosin, the Rai said. The obligation itself imposed the Shibut. The fact that he owed, at the time of the Alboyim, that imposed the Shibut. So mainly that Shibut would remain even after the Sode was disposed to Likya, was sold to Likya. But the Chachomim said, no, Milve Alpeh is not Milve. So that means that the Chachomim were mafkia, the shibut that Midraise Milve imposes upon the Chosin of the Lake. They were mafkia at Legam. But if it's Milve Mishtar, so then it is Gehve. So then what he imposes is Shibut when it's Milve Shtar? Not the Milve, not the Chayt, not the fact that he owes, but the Shtar imposes the Shibut. The Shtar imposes the Shibut. So in Mele, the Shtar is what kind of a Shtar? It's a Shtakir. The Shtar is a Shtakir. So it's like a Shtar Mechire, like a Shtar Matonet. So when there are two kinds of Shtores, there is Ishtar Kinyan, and there is Ishtarai. Ishtar Kinyan means, let's say, Karka is Mikne, Bishtar. So if I give a Matone of Isode, Ruvein gives a Matone of Isode to Shimen, and Ruvein executes Ishtar, so then title is transferred. Title in the Karka, in the Isode is transferred from Ruvein to Shimen. How to the Ishtar? So the star effect change of time. It's a star killer. Suppose someone is makne, gives a matone a chet, mitalton. Mitalton is not nikne the star. So mitalton is nikne the mshiche. But the one who gives a matone, let's say, the chet to Shimon,
So he would execute the Shtar in order that the Mekabel Matone should have it as a right. Otherwise, so he'll be able to say, no, I never gave you Matone. So he executes the Shtar. So in that case, the Shtar is executed on a mitalto that was given as Matone by Rubin to Shimon. So that Shtar is not the Shtar Kinyan because title is transferred, was transferred to Mishiche. But the Shtar only serves as a right. Now, if we say that the Chachomim said that since the Chachomim on Misakim, that Miuva Opei is not given the Chosim Shibotim. So that means that the Chachomim were Maskia, the Shibut, that the Miuva itself, the Chiv itself imposes upon the Chosim. But they said Miuva Bishtar is given. So it's not that if the Miuva has on it the Rai of Shtores, is supported by the Rai of Shtores, so then the Miuva imposes the Shibut. No. As far as the Milve is concerned, so it's the same Milve, whether it has the Rai of Shtores or it doesn't have the Rai of Shtores. But if it's a Milve Alpeh, so there is no Shtar Kinyan that imposes that transfer Shibudim in the Sodom. But if it's a Milve Shtar, so the Shtar is a Shtar Kinyan, like the Shtar Matone. So the Shtar is a Shtar Atnuya and Shibudim. So then, it is a real Shtakir, like Shtam Chire, Shtam Atone of Isode. Only thing is, when you may execute Shtam Chire, Shtam Atone, then you give full title in the Sode to the Lichei Achot and the Kavu Matone. When you execute Shtam Shibut, and you have Shtar, so the Shtar is the Shtar Shibut. So the Malve doesn't get full kinyan, but it's a tzas kinyan in the card. So he's kedus on it. He's kedus on it. Or we could say, no, we could say, inasmuch as Midrash says in Luval Pei in Shabbat. So in case of Luval Pei, what imposes the Shibut? That's an obligation. The fact that Shimon owes $100 to Ubay, so imposes a Shibut and Shimon's the host, so that Reuben should have a Shibut and Shimon's the host. But the Chachomim of Misakin, Miuva Alpeh not. So they were Misakin only that the Miuva Alpeh is incapable of imposing the Shibut. But the Miuva Bishtar, what is the Miuva Bishtar? An obligation that can be proven to a Shtar that has a Shtaraya on it. So that kind of an obligation imposes a Shibut. So mainly the Shtar is not the Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar is the Shtarai. The Shtar is the Shtarai. So for most of Shemim it appears, from Tesis in Gittin, I mean, why should I say most of Shemim? I mean, didn't really count them up, but I have that impression. Anyway, so Tesis in Gittin, it appears, from Tesis in Gittin it appears, there that hope, Afshom hoy yozok in echot so tinsves vuo yo maugel chod mi akva so that chofalef maybe in tinsves so in the morning hiti so their tinsves says that since shibude is the rice but chom mo misakim the new alfe is not the mechot for it so mid rice even the new alfe imposed But the Chachomim said, no, Yul Alpeh does not impose the Shibut, but the Miuva Bishtar. So it's a Kmina Deraisa. In other words, so the Miuva imposes the Shibut, but the Miuva has to have the Rai of Shtar. So the Miuva, what is the Shtar? The Shtar is only Shtaraya. So the Miuva, the Aloch of Sifra Makhne, does not apply to it. Because Sifra Makhne, I mean Aloch, the Sifra Makhne, let's say, the woman executes the Shtar of Tom. So it has to be written on the paper that belongs to Ruben. If I say, the Ruben will execute the Shtabatone, and on paper that belongs to Shimon, or to anybody, not him, so the Shtar is not effective in the Shtar here. The Aloch of Sivar HaMakim. It has to belong to the Makim. That's only Aloch in Sivar HaMakim. but there is no such halacha in Mishtore Raya. So this is written in the Sugi of Afoyosh, Afoyosh, Afshom Oyos Otelechot. He says that since you believe the Raya, the Chachom Misakim was penat, but Milven Bishtar, so it's a Gwina the Raya. So the Milven imposes the Shibu. But the Milven has to be in Milven that is corroborated, that is proven, that can be demonstrated. Ishtarai. So it's the Milveh. If the Milveh has Ishtarai, so then the Milveh imposes the Shibur. So it's only Ishtarai. So maybe the requirement of Sefer HaMakneh doesn't apply to it. So even the Leveh will write the Shtar Alvoy, he'll write on paper that doesn't belong to him, so it's still a Shtar. But this is three discredits, this is three very different things. And he says, the Sefer HaMakneh, the requirement of Sefer HaMakneh applies to Shtar Milveh also, because since the Chachomim said that Milveh Alpeh is not Keveh, so that means that the Milveh itself is incapable of imposing the Shibur. So, but only Milveh the Shtar, so the Shtar has to impose the Shibur. So it has to be Shtar Kiyan. If it's a Shtar Kiyan, like Shtar Mechira, Shtar Matoneh, so the Milveh, the requirement of Sefer HaMakneh applies. All right, these are the two. So in other words, so Reb Chaim's Teretz is based upon these two premises. It's based upon these two premises. Now it's number one, that the one who says, Helech is Chayim, so even if it will be Pahua Mamish, you'll Mamish pay it up, not just make an offer to pay, but Mamish pay it up. So it's also Chayim. And when he says in the water, he says, no, since it's considered like Pahua, so Mele is a Gevra. But everybody agrees that in every case of Helech, so it's considered like Pahua. It's considered like Pahua. But the one who says in the Chayef, even though it's considered like Pahua, so it's still Chayef. That's one Anochi. The other Anochi is that once the Chachomim were misaki, that Milveh Alpeh is not dealing with Chosim Shibodim, but Milveh Bishtar is dealing with Chosim Shibodim, so then it's not the Milveh that is Nishtar, but it's the Shtar that is Nishtar. So every Shtar Milveh, the Gabi Shibodim is the Shtar Kinyan. So it's just in the same way as you can transfer title in Sode. To a shtar, so you impose a shibut to the shtar. So your makne is a shibut in the sof, in the chosim. What does it mean, a shibut in the chosim? So it's a ktas kiyye. It's really a shtar kiyye, just like a shtar mechire, except that a shtar mechire and the shtar affects complete title in the karke of the makne. So what in Shtar Alvoye, so the Shtar effect, it's asking him. It's a Aknoashim. It's Aknoashim. So maybe he said as follows. Actually, we should say, the reason as to why the Rambam, by Ksuvein says, now Ksuvein, so he says, by Ksuvein, that's not Shtar, because Ksuvei is Taibet. Now, so it's a... So there is no Shtar. I mean, of course, this can be raised against the Reb Chaim Teretz. Because after all, too, that by Ksuvei can be gave it, Misha can be gave it, Ksuvei even be mocking Shem case with Ksuvei. That's a Taibet. But in every place where it is customary to write Ksuve, so then besides the Shibud mitzat my best, the Shibud mitzat Shtar too. But anyway, he assumes that by Ksuve, we'll soon see, that by Ksuve, so the whole Shibud emanates from the fact that it's my best. Not because of the Shtar, because if we want him shake his Ksuve, so he's gave it. So the Ksuve is given. So the Melech Ksuve, so the Rambam says,
the Rambam says that if, let's say, that even she is divas from the Baal, she's a Goshen, and if she is divas from the Baal, she is divas, sticks to the... So, Melech, what is it divas? She's divas without lenentakos. Because when the Ishe is divas from the Baal, so the lady day, I feel Meguinid al-Kat. I feel Meguinid al-Kat. Actually, there is a machlekes, there are two girses in the Rambam. There are two gersoyes in the Rambam, the Zayin and the Chesishes Halacha Hei. One gersoy is, V'chein Hiskinu, that's the gersoy we have. V'chein Hiskinu, Shalui Tigve Ha'almono Ksuvoso, Elo Menachas. So the gersoy is, the gersoy that we have is, Shalui Tigve Ha'almono Ksuvoso, Elo Menachas. The implication being, only an almoni, when she is not given from the Baal, when she is given from him, from the Yosh. So there, when almoni is given to the, so she is not given from the Baal, she is given from the Yosh, so she can only be given in a carte. She cannot be given in a talgary. In a talgary. Mashen came, if it rushe, is collecting the ksuve, so from the she's given from the Baal, so we made the day in all our voice when you are given from the living himself, so we made the day after we bring our katve, so then you can be given from the kaklis and the tal. There is another here, the chris kinu shall take the lishok sevasa. So that according to that deal says, so the Shiva is a Rambam means, that there is a special aloha, I mean, Ksuvi is my best. So there is a special aloha in Ksuvi, that even when the Ishi in the Grusha is given the Ksuvi from the Baal himself, so he's only given from Kakoyas. It's not like a regular Ivoi, where it's Mnei Dei Atun Gwini Rakat. So in other words, so now if we accept the girsa that we have, v'chein iskinu shall etik v'hal monok suvosa on the nakar. The implication being, but if Roshe can be genivem nakar ke umidam talpo. Now the Rambam is there to die in the Chesishes Halacha Chofei, so there it deals with the Grusha. The Grusha was where she's divorced from the Baal. And the Baal is the mitzvah.
So, Mele, according to the Girsi that we have in the Rambam, that Girsi is accepted by the Rashba in the Rambam, the Magnishle, so Mele, that means that when the Isha is devoured the Ksume from the Baal, so in effect, she is claiming both. She is claiming Mikautalin and Kacholitz. She is claiming Mikautalin and Kacholitz. Now, and then, when he says, a woman is a seer, only one, so is a minute of mitzvahs. So there is also, so it's like Tovin killing the Kacholitz, the Hedelay, mitzvahs killing or mitzvahs Kacholitz, so there is a Chilushu. There is a Chilushu. But, so why don't we say over here the same thing, here in the Morgon Messiah? Should also be considered like Toby Kim in the Kakois, the Hegelin Mitzas Kim, Mitzas Kakois, so it should be Swedish Wind, the Gemara says, in Ishbuna Kreshim Kakois. So the answer is this, because the Gemara tried to prove from this, the Gemara tried to prove from here that the Vahishtar. Yes. So then the Gemara says, no. Eloheilom shtayim pot. Ve'elechai. V'shan roche v'kom esayel ishtor inna mishin ha'av ishtashi b'takoy. So here it is Eilech. So through the Gemara is saying that Eilech is chayel. So what does it mean Eilech is chayel? Eilech is chayel means even when it's mishra mamesh, when it's parua mamesh, so it's still chayel. But Hilich it is. So it is Pola. So Mele, but Hilich is Chayim. So the Gemara says, since Hilich it is, so Mele, when you have Ishtar, see, that's the difference. If it's in the case of a Sube, now let's apply the Rambam to a case where the Mokim Shein case makes so. So the whole Kriya is based upon my bed. There is no Shtar. It's true that the Rambam. That the Rambam applies to all cases, even the Mokim Shein case makes so. So there is a, so in addition to the Taibes, there is a Shtar also. But let's assume for a moment that the Rambam is referenced to a case where there is no Shtar. Just my bed. So Mimele, in that case where there is just Shtaibesni, so why is there a Shibut? Why is there a Shibut? So there is a Shibut because the Chayv is Mishabut. The Chayv is Mishabut. But the Chayv is Mishabut Nechosim. So it's Mishabut both Nechosim. It's Mishabut the Mitautali and it's Mishabut the Kakoyitz. So Mimele it's not Kfir Hashem and Kakoyitz. It's not Kfir Hashem Kakoyitz because he has his chus on account as far as the chayv itself is concerned, as far as the Shibud Aguf itself is concerned. So Shibud Aguf is not karka. Shibud Aguf is mitaufen. Shibud Aguf is mitaufen. And but that Shibud Aguf imposes a Shibud on the chosin. On the chosin. So Mimele, since it imposes a shibud under the chosin, so Mimele, it's like Toan the Kelim Kakois, the Hegelay, Mitzvah Kelim and Mitzvah Kakois. Because the tree is really on the chayim. It's really one, but because of that chayim, so we can collect from the Kaufle Kakois. So it's like it's via Mikautali and there is a Zoya the Mitzvah Skeli and Mitzvah Skakoli. So there's a Shibut. Mashaik in here, where the Shibut emanates from the Shtar, so it's not the Chayrit Mishal. The Shtar is the Aknoye. The Shtar is Matzvah the Shibut. The Shtar is marked with the Shibudim. So Mele, when he is made a Shtayim, so that means that there was a Doya what?
there is Hidoya and Kachoyitz, because, and there is Hilich and Kachoyitz, because as far as the Mitalkin are concerned, so there it's not Hilich, it's only Hilich in connection with Kachoyitz, it's Hilich. But in connection with Mitalkin, it's not Hilich. In connection with Kachoyitz, it's Hilich. Why is it Hilich? Because the Shibut from Kachoyitz can never be Poka. Even if it sounds that it's never Poka, so you can begin it from the Rikuchet. And Kachoyitz cannot hide. So really, it's Hilich in respect. In respect to the Kachoyitz, it's Hilich. But in respect to the Mitalkin, it's not Hilich. So that means, since it is Hilich, every Hilich is considered for what? But where is it Hilich? It's Hilich only in respect to the Kachoyitz. It's not Hilich in respect to the Mitalkin. So that means that in the case where the Malve says Chomish and the Leve says Shtayim, and the Leve says Shtayim, so it's Mishubet to the Shtayim, so there is a Idoya. There is a Idoya on that Shtayim. And that Shtayim, in respect to the Tvir from the Karka in Tehlech. So that means that there is, it's Pohua already. So Shtayim, two Shloim are already Pohua from Kachoyitz. So Mele, it's not considered like Hegelay. So it's not considered like Hegelay, Mitzas Kehru, Mitzas Kachoyitz. Because here there was no actual Pohua. But Al-Pudin is considered as if a Pohuaim was made. Why is it considered as if a Pohuaim was made? Because it's Hilich. And even if we say Hilich Hayev, it's still considered as if a Pohuaim was made. But Hilich is Hayev, but Pohuaim is made. So Mele, and it's Hilich only in respect to Karaki, in respect to Mitalkin. So the Idoya is not considered Hilich, because why is it considered Hilich in respect to Karaki? Because the Shibut, whatever is made, the Shibut and Kachoyitz is can never be broken. So even if you immediately sell it to the Keah, you'll still be able to play. Mashen came in respect to Mitalkin. So too there is a Shibut and Mitalkin, as long as there is, as it's in the possession of the Leve. But suppose the next minute he sells it to the Keah, so the Shibut is Poka. So the Mele, it cannot be considered Hilich in respect to the Mitalkin. Both the Chosim are Mishubet. The Kachoyitz are Mishubet, and the Mitalkin are also Mishubet. The Mitalkin and the Hilich are also Mishubet. But in respect to the Mitalkin, it's not Hilich. It's not considered for what? From the Mitalkin. Because the Shibut of Mitalkin is something that can be nullified. It can be Poka. If you sell the Pelikea, the Shibut and Karke can never be Poka. So Mele, Hilich it is in respect to the Karke. And what does Hilich mean? Hilich means that it's Poa. But since it's Hilich only in respect to the Karke, it's not Hilich in respect to the Mitalkin, so that means that when the Malve says Chomich, and the Leve says Shtayim, and the Leve says Shtayim, so if there is an immediately Shibut on the Shtayim, so too there is a Shibut on the Kachoyitz, to the extent of Shtayim, there is a Shibut on the Mitalkin in respect to Shtayim, in the Mitalkin and Mitalkin the Chel. So there is a Shibut, but it's Hilich only in respect to the Shibut that he hears in the Kachoyitz. But in respect to the Shimud that in Hirsten and Talken and Svatel. So in Meile, it's considered for what? Every Hele is considered as if it's paid already, as if it's already collected. But it's Hele only in respect to the Kapoyim. So that means that when the Leve says Stein, even though there is a Shimud on the Talken and Kapoyim, but it's considered Pohua from the Kapoyim. From the Mitalkal, it's not considered Pohua. So Mimele seems, it's considered Pohua. Only in respect to the Kapoyim, it's considered Pohua. In respect to Mitalkal, it's not considered Pohua. So then we regard that the whole Doyes are Kapoyim. We don't regard it as if there had been Hinde the Mikvah Kelim Uwe Mikvah Kapoy. Because it's Helich in respect to the Karka. It's not Helich in respect. It's not Helich in respect to the Mitautel. It's not Helich in respect to the Mitautel. So Mimele is considered for what? It's considered for what? And why is it considered for what? So Rav Chaim says here, he said, because shtar, have it is a, because when it's a new shtar, so insofar as the kakoyis are concerned, so then it is a knoashid. He emphasizes the fact that by shtar, it's considered a knoshim. In other words, it's not that the milve is mishabim. If the milve is corroborated by the rayoshtol. No, it's not like that. The shtar itself is machne, is the shtar a knoim, is the shtar kiryem, and the shibudim. So who is the shtar is machne the kapoyim. He's marked the Kapoyim. So Mele Telech, why the Telech? Now we saw that Rashi Shita is that when the Telech apply only to the Kapoyim. And by Milve, Telech would only apply in the case where he returns, where he offers to return the same coins that he borrowed according to the Mandoma and the Morning Intuition that we will have to return. So if we according to Mandola and Vishnu of the Valley, that we will have to return, so then, until you are in expense, and still in labor, spend the money, so title remains vested in the Valley. So according to that Mandola, the Aloha of Eilich could apply to a new too. But if we say that Milvin is a Mikno, then according to Rashi, the Aloche of Eilich would apply only to Bikotten. Why Bikotten? Why Bikotten? Because Bikotten, so it's that the end that belongs. In other words, if he offers, if he says, let's say, if a woman says to Shimon, I deposited with you two of my watches, and then Shimon says to Reuben, I you deposited with me only one watch, and he only did. So in other words, the watch that is made, Mashiachim, if we were to say that even you will be star, so it's not the star that affects ownership of Shibudi in the Sodom to the Malve. But the Milve is the Shabbat. If the Milve has the Rai of Shtore, if the Milve is collaborated by the Rai of Shtore, so then the Milve imposes a Shibud. So what does Shibud mean? Shibud means only a schus to collect. Not ownership in the soul. But if we say that it's Shtar-Kinyan, so then it's like Shtar-Mechire. So it's like Shtar-Mechire. Suppose someone would say to Reuben, say to Shimon, Reuben would say to Shimon that you sold me, you gave me matone two sabbaths. And then he would be made, he would say, no, only one sabbath. So then he would be offering him the sabbath again, here too, even though the ownership is not a full kinyan, it's a fast kinyan, because it's a shtar knuya and the shibudim. So when the Levi says shtayim, in effect he says, here is the sabbath, it's yours. You have shibudim in it. So really it's considered for what? So it's considered already for what? So it's only considered for what in respect to kakoyis, but it's not considered because it's tailored. In respect to kakoyis, it's considered for what? But in respect to mitalpulin, it's not tailored. The shibut can be broken by selling it to the Ikea. So melee, it's not considered for what? So that means that in the case of Malvei Mechomish, Vilevei Meshtayim, so there is a doye. There is, since two, there is a doye in respect to the shibut that the Malvei has and the Kakleis, and also in respect to the shibut that he has and the mitalpulin, but in respect to the shibut that he has and the kakoyis, so it is there. It's considered for that. In respect to the shibut that he has and the mitalpulin, it's not for that. So that means that the shtayim that he is made there and his parua is collected already out of kakoyis. So in Melee, it cannot be the Heimish way, because the Pirohim is made exclusively out of this. The Pirohim is made exclusively out of the Kakoi. That's to Rishtah, by Ksuve. So there it's my best. So by Tzaybezdin, so the Shibut originates in what? In the indebtedness of the Baal to the Ish. So it's not the Shtar's effect, ownership, the change of ownership in the cow. It's a chayv. But that chayv, he has his host, the Ish has his host, to collect from Kakoyis for that chayv, to collect that chayv from the Kakoyis. So Mele, now they have this chus to collect from the Kakoyis, they have this chus to collect from it all going to all. So Mele, when the Baal is made there, so it's like, hey, did we mix that scaling? We mix that Kakoyis. Yes, but the question is this, that the Chaim doesn't discuss it. Now, the Rambam says, true, so if the Rambam had reference only to a case of Mokim Shein case with Sure, where there is no Haknoa Shibudim, all right, then we can understand. But in most places, so it's case with Sure. It's kissing soup. I mean, also all the wishes is the Shoah has run soup. So maybe when the Rambam says, he makes soon, says he. So the Rambam, so that a lot of the Rambam has referenced the case where there is a tsune in addition to the Taibet. In addition to the Taibet. So, and even in that case, the Rambam says there is a Shmuel Raita. But in that case, if in addition to the diversity, there is also a in addition to the diversity, there is also a star, so then there is Aknuas Shibudim. There is Aknuas Shibudim in the karke. To the initial. So then, and when it's made the mono, so in effect it becomes, so it's Helech. So the melee it's Helech. And if it's Helech, so it's considered for out of the karke. So it's Shibitakoi. So Bishlaim in the case. Where there is no start to be just by the, then we can understand the difference between the Rambam's case and the Gemara in Bamitzir. Because in the Rambam's case where there is no start, there is Rakhla Shibudim, so there is only a chayv, but the chayv can be mikveh from Kakawin, he has his hose. So when the vow is made a mono, so what is made there? He is made a chayv of mono. And because of that chayv of mono that he is made, so the ish has his chus to be given from kakoyis and from mitandalim. So the mele too, mitzat kakoyis, he couldn't be mechoyevish way, but mitzat mitandalim, he could be mechoyevish way. So it's like, probably killing the kakoyis, the hegelim makes us killing them, And mikras kakoyim. But mashin can be more of a mitzir, where there is a star, there is a knoi shibudim. So maybe you are a knoi shibudim, so then it's real healing in respect to the karake. So that means that when the Levi says shtayim, he in effect offers the Sunday that is Mishuma doing. The man, he offers the man. He's made in the offer to him, so it's Pahua. So it's Pahua from the Karate. So the melee, but it's not Pahua from the Mitaunali. So the money is Pahua from the Karate, not from the Mitaunali.